Yeah, it's such a strange thing because I was, I guess you'd say, a non-believer for many years in that I thought it was kind of a little bit wanky. And I always thought, like, my dad was, you know, this major general and went to war, and if things were tough, it didn't matter. You just got on with it. You just always just got on with it. So I never really got help with, you know, things like my mind or anything
for,
like
for
that.
For me, it sounds like it's a LA thing where everyone in LA goes to therapy.
Has a therapist, etc. But now I just, I seem to have this incredible appreciation for seeing my psychologist, and it's changed my life. And it was basically, I was in hospital with Dad, and we had, it was a couple of weeks before he passed away, and I was just really struggling to even, I guess, understand how I would survive this experience and how I would be able to go on losing someone. And it's still hard for me because it's still a couple of months. It's only been a couple of months, but I actually reached out to this lady that I've been following online, who's a psychologist, and I wasn't specifically expecting her to help me, but I just said, hey, can you suggest someone that might be good for me right now? Because I need some help. You know, I just need someone to talk to, basically, and someone who might be able to say, hey, what you're feeling's normal. And yes, you will get through this. Of course you will. And etc. And she came back and said she would do it. And it's been, so it's been kind of nearly 3 months now. And I've got to say, as someone who's not really into talking about emotions that much, and I've had, I'm 39, and I've had, you know, 20 years of relationships and things that have failed, things that have gone well, challenges, tough things in life that I've never spoken about publicly, that every single person goes through, that I've never even said out loud. And to actually talk to someone and say them out loud, it's just felt like this cloak has been lifted, and I just feel like I'm just...
How often are you seeing it?
Like once a week.
Yeah.
Probably. But in those early, like those first few weeks, like it was maybe twice, you know, sometimes three times a week, when I was really kind of just looking for help.
And you have said that she doesn't pull her punches. She's very honest with you.
She is brutal. Like, she's told me a couple of times that I need to grow the beep up. And that was quite triggering because I remember when my mother gave you a lift when we were in Canberra after doing a show there. I think it was a budget, Josh Frydenberg's budget a while back, and Mum had said something similar to you. But as I said, like, she's not just talking about Dad. It's really interesting because Dad's the hardest thing for me right now. But what she does is talk about all the other stuff that I've never spoken to anyone about, that probably most people deal with as they go through life. And I've always just said, nope, you just carry on, be tough. You don't need help. And dealing with that is actually enabling me to cope with losing Dad better, because now I feel like I understand why I do things, or why I make the same mistakes in relationships, or why I always go from one to another, or all these different things I now get. It's actually just been really enlightening.